Really, though, the first thing is just a little bit about yourself, maybe family, work, how long you've been in Fort Madison, just kind of some of those things that people may want to know.
Okay, well, I am 44 years old. I've been married for 16 years to Corey Ransdell. He works out at Pinnacle Foods. He's been labor or the union board are involved in the union for 16 years while he's worked out there. I've got three wonderful children. I've got a 24-year-old, a 22-year-old, and a 13-year-old. They have all attended Fort Madison School District. I have been a paralegal for approximately 15 years now. We do own our own Ransdell's web design business, and I do all the marketing for that. And I just really want to be involved in the community.
And what it sounds like that's the reason why you got into the race. But why did you decide to, so many people just sit on the sidelines, why did you decide that you wanted to run for the school board?
Well, I would like to change things. I am, you know, I am a parent. I've seen my three children go through this district, and I want to change some things. Right off the top of my head, driver's ed. I want it back in our schools. You know, there's a lot of parents that cannot afford what the contract driver's ed right now. I think it's like $350 to $400. Most of our children's parents can't afford that. Another example is IEPs. You know, why is it so hard to get our children special help that they need? Why does it take so long? Another example why I want to do and want to implement is I know we have business classes in our schools, but I think it should be mandatory that all of our children learn about our credit and credit scores. When our children leave, they go off to college, they know nothing about credit.
Kind of like making a requirement be, I guess, not quite an economics class, but more of a home finance class. Would that be what you're kind of looking at?
Yeah, I think so. I think our children need it. And, you know, even in our driver's ed, you know, most of our children don't even know how to pump gas. I think that should be a requirement. I think they should be able to learn how to change tires, change their own oil. I think that we got to look at the whole big picture and help our children get out and progress into the real world.
What do you feel you bring as a candidate? If you were elected, what qualities or traits would you bring to the race?
Well, if elected, I would bring integrity, loyalty, and legal knowledge as a paralegal and a high sense of responsibility to our district.
What's the biggest challenge right now facing the Fort Madison School District?
I would say the economy. I know that we are looking to implement preschool in our schools. I think that is wonderful. And I like the thought of implementing preschool in our district. These days, the criteria is so high that kindergartners are expected to read prior to entering kindergarten. I believe this would also help our community. As a board elect, I would be involved in creating something so special. I think we need that. I know Head Start is for, you know, for the low income residents of Fort Madison, but there's a waiting list. But I think our economy is really struggling. We're, as a district, we're struggling with the economy, just like every other district.
How can the school board help with that? What can the school board's role be in dealing with the struggling economy?
I think I don't want to say cutting costs. Right now, I have been informed that we're not using textbooks. I think when it comes to our children, we should not cut costs. We should find other avenues and other ways of getting around that. Let's say every child's favorite, you know, subject is, let's say, algebra. Now, when I was back in school, I didn't take algebra. My child that's 13 comes home and says, "Hey, I need help with my algebra." I have no book, textbook, to help him with his assignment, especially if he does not understand it. We need textbooks in our schools, and they need to come home with the children.
What's another way? Obviously, I mean, the school board, you're involved in the district, but you're not directly in the classrooms, actually doing in the classrooms. But how can the school board help in improving achievement, improving test scores, just improving the overall election? What can the school board's role be in that?
I think we have to really listen to our teachers. They have hands-on in the schoolroom and in the school. We really have to listen to our teachers and listen to their struggles day in and day out. And I think that, you know, having teachers working right with the board, I think that's detrimental to making this all work.
One of the topics I wanted to touch on was Dr. Morang has tossed out the idea, and I know he was gathering parental input during the registration about a community service requirement at the high school level. What's your take on that proposal?
Well, like I said, I've been a paralegal for approximately 15 years. Community service actually originated from grassroots in Chicago, Illinois, and it was considered a punishment in the legal system. I am all for teaching our children the benefits of helping others in our community, but I believe it should be named something else. I know Burlington has a Silver Cord program. It should be all volunteered, and I think the parents should be able to decide, because some of the hurdles that you're going to cross is, well, it would have to be in school hours that these children would volunteer for community service or whatever you want to call it. But what about the children that work, you know, after hours, after school hours, or what about, you know, school sports? There's going to be some conflicts. But I am all for our children helping other people and reaping the benefits of that.
So it's the idea of agreeing with the volunteering, just maybe the logistics is where the issue is right now.
That's correct.
Anything else? We have covered a number of topics here, and you brought up a few topics. Anything else that I haven't thought to ask about that you would want people to know?
No, and you know, and I feel that I'm a very approachable person, and you know, everyone has a viewpoint, and I would love to hear everybody's viewpoints on these subjects.